Request all the brothers to sit closer, please.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعيذنا من شرور أنفسنا. In the 20th juz of the Quran Kareem, the Surah Al-Qasas, in which Allah Tabarak Ta'ala described in detail with regards to Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. Fir'aun will always enjoy power, wealth. He will be able to bribe others. He will be able to make people his qarun. So in detail, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala described how Fir'aun was destroyed, Qarun was destroyed. As for Musa alayhi salatu was salam and the people of Iman, they remain. So the surah that comes after that is known as Suratul Ankabut. Ankabut refers to the spider. And the crux of this surah is that for a spider there's a web. And why it, what we will say, affects us all. It was always known that the devil has a web. But no one ever had experienced like me and you experienced that we were actually told this is the world wide web. And then we paid fees to join it also. Subscription fees. When they gave names, the devilish world were never ever shy of giving names. Internet. Whereas it was always known that the devil will have a net. And we all know it's the devil's net. But it's an amazing thing that it was made such a net that knowing it's a net, we had to go into it. Because there was no way out. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the time will come where the system of interest will spread everywhere. That if a person doesn't want to take interest, but the smoke of interest will reach him. Meaning such a system you will find yourself in, that there will be no place to breathe. It will hit everywhere. We enter into that system. That even if you run away from the direct interest, but the indirect interest you can't run away from. It was meant. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala made it that a time would come, that so powerful the system would come, that everyone would be in the net. Everyone will be in the web. But Quran always comes to say that even when it becomes so strong, the command of Almighty Allah is always stronger. And that is one thing that they cannot understand. After years and years of bombs and wars, they call it espionage, having put people inside, getting their daughter married in the royal families. Once upon a time, we had the mighty Ottoman Empire. In the mighty Ottoman Empire, they had to get one girl to enter as a slave, to make it to the harem, to become the selected of the sultan, to become the mother of the next sultan. One girl. But how many years to make sure she doesn't get caught? How does she give secrets to get a special gardener to come? The best gardener of the place. Gardener that side, this woman that side. Between the gardener and the woman, the secrets of the court starts going out. There was only one. If you ask the sultan at that time, why did you take her into your harem? Like a European woman, don't ever trust. Don't ever trust. The thing is that when shaitani espionage happens, Man hasn't got that ability to be wary from every corner. Who are you going to trust and not trust? I enter a house, there could be a camera, they could be listening to my phone. This could be happening, that could be happening. It was a system. It's called a web. You get different types of webs. The web that you think you saw, the web you can't see. Small webs, big webs. You get those spiders that can make a web from one branch of one tree to a branch of another tree. You have to see that web. You'll normally see it in the jungles where people normally don't visit. You don't see the web, and then when the sun shines, you'll just see that line. That web catches what? That web catches birds. The speed of a bird supposed to break through that web. But amazing when they saw how that web is. That bird is flying at such a speed between two trees. There's nothing there, but there is there. Just because you can't see something doesn't always mean nothing is there. And when the bird hits it with force, that whole web moves. But it doesn't snap. It's like a trampoline. Just moves. And then it's stuck on the sides and bang, back. But the bird is stuck. For a spider to catch a bird, but it's a big spider, but the bird is so fast. And then you see when that spider starts coming out. The bird first gets weaker, weaker, trying to fight the weapon. The devil attacks him. It first makes man weak in fighting himself. And when man is finished, that's when the devil makes that final bite. Kufar. Man puts himself in depression. And to take himself out of his problem, he goes into another depression. He was pulled into a system of having an affair. It looked so juicy at the beginning. She smiled, he smiled. She said, we'll tell no one. He is definitely going to tell no one. But the devil who made them is going to tell everyone. Devil is that. Has anyone secrets? Poor Epstein. He works for the devil. He works for the devil. If anyone told, no one will tell your secrets, all his secrets came out. And everybody else's. Because the devil is faithful to none. Devil is faithful to none. So now, he got involved where he's not supposed to get involved. He used to say to the world, I'm scared of no one. Now he's scared of his wife. If she finds out what you're up to, game over. Then he says, you know, the house actually belongs to her. It's on her hand. House. Her name, my name. If a divorce happens, I lose everything. He says, but when you were messing around, you were like smiling like you're the boss. Now blackmail starts. Now when he's blackmailed, he starts thinking. But who made him think? The devil. Poison. Because when you're stuck in the web, you start moving. But every time you move, you make yourself more stuck. Because now this wing wasn't stuck onto that. But when you try to push yourself, this wing got stuck. Try to move this wing, that wing got stuck. Every move makes that insect on a web more weaker. And if you tell the insect, don't move, then the insect will say, I must wait for who? Wait for the spider. So it's not life, it's not death. It got no option. It has to move. But it will make itself weaker and weaker and weaker. Sometimes you must see an insect when it's caught on the web to understand how me and you get caught in the web. This surah came to explain when me and you get caught, how do we behave? So when the man got a problem, the devil blows in his mind. No one knows what's happening. No one knows. So if you made someone pregnant and it wasn't permissible, then without her knowing, give her one drink. Give her one drink. Put one tablet in the drink. She'll drink it and the baby will die. Baby will die. Because first you were telling her abortion. She said, no way. She is happy she got your child. Because she knows with this child, she got maintenance. You can't leave her now. You don't want the child. So you give her this medicine for abortion. I hope I'm not giving secrets here. This is what not to do. Now the child died. She's shocked how her child died. So she goes to the doctor. They do tests. They find that you were poisoned. So who poisoned? He poisoned me. Now double blackmail. You try to kill me, you rubbish. Kill my child. She wanted maintenance. Now you must pay. Now he starts thinking. No one knows except the dead child and her. And it happened in history. In the books, records were made. There's one kitab called Talbis-e Iblis. How Iblis made so many people in his trap. Sometimes nice to see how he got people. Most of the time it's with wealth or woman. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Fitnatu ummati al-mal. Fitnatu ummati al-nisa. That the trap of my ummah is wealth and woman. Wealth and woman. And Shaitan knew how to use it. Finally, the man said, let's kill her. Best place to kill someone? South Africa. We found it. You'd be surprised. You get people from another country come holiday in South Africa to get the wife killed. It happened. But the problem is those guys got caught. Nobody else gets caught. They got caught. That's why I'm telling you straight, don't try it. Don't try it. No one else gets caught. That guy had to get caught. That guy, bichara. Another country, he thought, no one gets caught in South Africa. Best place to go. Best place. Everyone gets hijacked. So if I got hijacked, nothing happened. Everyone gets hijacked. One guy got thrown out of the car one side, his wife died. And he got caught. Say, the police said, you think there's crime in this country? Enough crime in the country. See, this crime in the country will show you, lock you up for life. And you want to try our system. We catch you when you want to. When we want to. They don't want to, they don't catch no one. So why and where he started, where he ended. Where he ended. Many times we have found a Muslim. He's in a problem. To come out of the problem, he puts himself in another problem. Another problem. Finally, he says, the West way is suicide. You tell the person, you haven't got peace on top, you think you're going to get peace in the grave? You'll be made into pieces then. Is that the answer? Surah An-Kabut. Surah An-Kabut, Quran has been the answer. That whenever you will get caught, then remember Quran is your answer. There's going to be tests. This world is a world of tests. Alif Lam Mim. Alif Lam Mim is to grab the attention of people because the meaning of Alif Lam Mim is a secret between Allah and Rasulullah. But sometimes when you say something secret, no one knows what it means, you pay attention. On condition that you know the rest. Our relationship with Quran is little weak. We don't know what Alif Lam Mim means. And we don't know what happens after Alif Lam Mim. For us, the whole Quran is like Alif Lam Mim. Because we don't know Arabic. So when the Imam is reading Alif Lam Mim, the law is this, no one knows but Allah. Then after that, Ahasib al-Nas, everyone's supposed to know what it means. We don't know what that means also. For us, that's same like Alif Lam Mim. Alif Lam Mim sound nice, Ahasib al-Nas sound nice. That effort me and you need to start making. That man who committed suicide maybe wouldn't have committed suicide if he had already linked up with Quran. If he had learned little of the meaning of Quran. He had studied a tafsir of Quran. This is not for the scholar. This is for every person connected to Allah. This Quran must come back in our houses. No believer in the past was not pondering over Quran. Me and you don't ponder. That's why we fight in the houses. Ramadan, you tell the man, COVID. They said, COVID, there was too many divorces. Because the uncle never know what to do at home. So he went in the kitchen. One kitchen, you can't get mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, that doesn't work. Where are you going to get husband and wife? Where are you going to get husband and wife? He wanted to show her how to make chicken. Whole life, he never entered the kitchen. It's her own kingdom, this. He said, there was nothing to do in COVID. You said, you could have learned Quran. In 2 years, I could have taught you the whole meaning of Quran. You had free time, you could have become an alim. You stay in your room, put on your computer and just stay there, learn. But he never knew Quran. So either watching movies, conspiracy theories, who caused COVID, everyone have had a different story every day. He had nothing to do. In 2 years, he could have become alim. Could have become alim. This is the one ocean that has no shore. This Quran. One ocean that has no shore. When you enter into it, you'll say, why didn't I enter earlier? Alif Lam Mim. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا. Oh man who's caught in a problem. This is a world with a web. Surah An-Kabut, the surah of the spider. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا. أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Does man really think that he will just be left to enjoy life? That he said, I believe, and now he is not tested. You're going to be tested. Had Allah wanted, he wouldn't have put in the hands of the devilish world money and women. He wouldn't have allowed them to put up a system called Hollywood. Hollywood is an exam. It's an imtihan. He wouldn't have allowed women to walk naked on the streets. He would have destroyed them. But Allah wanted this world to have an exam for the people of Iman. So that flashy car that goes past is not to entice me. It's my exam. A girl who walks without any clothing is not to thrill me. It's my exam. There's a lot of exams. And sometimes when we slip the first time, it's an exam that get out of it. Even if you have to take the pain, don't run away from exams. We like to run away. I never studied the whole year, so I can bribe the teacher. Give me the paper. Give me the paper. You say you never studied the whole year. Rather fail and study next year. Rather fail and study. Take the bite. They say the beginning of sabr is sour, but the fruits are always sweet. But me and you are not ready for it. When we got a problem, we fell in a problem. Come out of the problem, another problem. The longest, perhaps the longest narration in the books of the Ahadith, Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. The crux of the narration, the battle of Tabuk. He must know battle except the battle of Badr. And he says, Badr, we never knew. They never knew they're going for it. So I wasn't taken to task. He said, I was in Aqaba. That was even greater than Badr. We went to call Rasulullah to Medina. So I was there. Then every battle. He says, then Tabuk came. And it was the first time that Allah had given my garden life. First time I owned not one, two conveyances. That was his exam wealth. Yes, everyone went for Tabuk except the hypocrites and except him and another two sincere Sahaba. Everybody went. He said, later on I would walk in Medina Munawwara and I was actually shocked that the only men that I left here are those that were excused, those who everyone knew to be a hypocrite, and me. And then we got the news, no battle took place and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is returning. And I start thinking, what am I going to say? He said, Allah gave me the gift of the gab, you call it. I can make stories that even the judge will get shocked like. Ah, master. Stories, too good. He said, but I said, if I lie to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'll be able to make him smile. But what about Allah? Look at that sentence. He said, what about Allah? He says, now when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, the hypocrites went. And every hypocrite had a story. And for everyone, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made salam to him and said, Allah forgive you, no problem. He said, but when I went, I said, oh Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if I had to sit in front of anyone else, I think I would have taken myself out. I'm a master of the talk. I had no excuse. No excuse at all. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, maybe you never have an animal, is it? He said, this time I had it all. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at his face and he said, Amma hadha faqad sadaqa. That if you want someone who spoke the truth, he spoke the truth. He said, you go, Allah will decide about you. He said, another two, three of us. He said, we went through an exam for 50 days, 50 days. An exam for speaking the truth. He says, after 50 days when Allah revealed the truth, the hypocrites were destroyed till the ending. يَعْتَذِرُونَ إِلَيْكُمْ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ. They will bring excuses to you when you return to them. كُلَّا تَعْتَذِرُ. Tell us, no need for excuses. Allah has already informed us about you. He said, the hypocrites would be remembered till Qiyamah. He said, had I lied on that day, I would have been part of that verse. He says, Allah reveal my tawbah in Quran. وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا. And Allah's attention went on those three. He says, 50 days an exam, but Allah's kindness, I never lied on that day. I never lied. Me and you sometimes will fall. Will fall. We'll make a mistake. Sometimes it's not a mistake, but in our societies, it is a mistake. That is called what? The second marriage. That's not a mistake also. But now you got caught, you come home. You see, everything is like quiet. The children are gone to sleep. It hasn't got that noisy atmosphere. You know I'm caught. Suddenly she looks at you and says, we need to talk. Game over. So you say, Ka'b bin Malik. Ka'b bin Malik. He said, speak the truth. Speak the truth. So he goes there and he sits. And now she says, what are you up to? And he says, had I been in front of anyone else in the world but you, I would have. But I said, why lie to you? If I make you angry today, his words were this, yeah. You can learn it at least if ever you get a problem. His words were, if I make you angry today, Allah will make you one day happy with me. Now you can tell your wife, if I make you angry today, Allah will make you happy one day with me. I'll speak the truth. Then the wife can say, Amma hadha, as for this one, faqad sadaqa. Spoke the truth. Go now until Allah decides. Out of my house. Get out. Get out. He says, you can also wait for revelation to come. No more revelation coming. Get out. Man. So you speak the truth to the wife. You think the wife will say, I appreciate your truth. Start a truthful person. Allah reward you. I forgive you. He says, you spoke the truth. Get out now. Get out. Get out. Get out. Then you'll have to go. Airbnb. Can go stay 50 days. After 50 days, you got to hope you can come back home. But be ready then. But if you think you can lie here and lie there and carry on lying and then get rid of this girl, get rid of the evidence, then you just go worse, 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 worse into the problem. To come out of a problem, Nabi Adam alayhi salam made an error and Iblis made an error. Both made an error. Nabi Adam alayhi salam, as soon as he realized, what did I do? He never make an excuse. Immediately he said, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. I oppressed myself. He cried and he cried and he cried and Allah forgave. As for Iblis, Iblis made an error. His pride did not allow him to make a sajda when he had to make the sajda. He had pride. We all got pride. But afterwards, he could have thought, I made a stupid mistake. Let me say, oh Allah, give me another chance. I'll make the sajda. Up till today, he'll never ever make that sajda. Why? He never learned how to break his pride. The difference between man and Iblis. We fall in a fitna, in an exam, in a problem. Remember, the fitna is the web of the spider. How do you come out of the web? Don't fight the web. The normal spider, if even he remains, he got no choice. But me and you, if we remain calm, when we fall in a fitna, and our eye goes to the Creator, then Allah will make the web collapse. This is the crux of the story. At the end of the surah, it ends with this. After speaking about what's the exam, or the end of the para, مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء كمثل العنكبوت. He says, the example of those people who have taken as a helper, as a support, someone besides Allah is like the example of the web of a spider and the spider. You either become the friend of the spider or you the enemy. Everyone says, I'll become the friend. He said, if you became the friend of the spider, remember also the house of the spider is the weakest of houses. And if you're the enemy of the spider and he grabs you, وَإِنَّ أُوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ, then remember the weakest of houses is the house of the spider. Meaning Allah will say collapse and you'll be out of your problem. Many people, they said, I never knew you can come out of addiction. I never knew I could ever come out of my problem. He said, all along I fought this way, that way. Fighting with who? Fighting with the devil. He said, I learned the way to come out is to put the head in front of Allah in sajda. That was my answer. to go down and to cry. To go down and to cry. What my Allah wanted, I did. I never lied. I never cheated. I never betrayed. I found my answer in the ground. My head went down. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدِ The closest a servant can be to his Rabb. وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ When he was in such time, I went in such time. And there I spoke with my king. I spoke with my king. And all my problems started coming. But how does it get solved? Not tomorrow morning. Remember, Ka'b ibn Malik, 50 days of crying. But after that day, 1,500 years have passed. And Ka'b ibn Malik is still the man who was successful. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Amma hadha faqad sadaqa. He spoke the truth. He spoke the truth. Hasiban nas, do people really think that there'll be no exam? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Indeed, we tested people before them. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا So that Allah could see. Allah could see means Allah could make apparent who is truthful. وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ Who's a liar? Who's truthful? Who's a liar? Ka'b ibn Malik, أَمَّا هَذَا فَقَدْ صَدَقَ He's truthful. But when you're truthful, you don't see easy days immediately. And when you are a liar, you see easy days immediately. But lies, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنَّ الْكِذْبَ رِيبَ That lies will always create بَيْچَنِي. بَيْچَنِي means you will never be at ease in life. إِنَّ الصِّدْقَ تُمَعْنِينَ The truth will create an air of comfort. You are always relaxed. I spoke the truth. وَإِنَّ الْكِذْبَ رِيبَ As for lies, it will create that I'm uneasy. I need a tablet to keep me right. I can't sleep at night. As for the other one, he's snoring. So you speak the truth. As for you, you lie. You can't snore because you can't sleep. You can't sleep. You're turning and tossing. وَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يُنْجِي وَيَحْدِي And the truth guides. And the truth leads to Jannah. وَإِنَّ الْكِذْبَ فُجُورِ And as for lies, lies is a major sin and it leads to the fire. It's so small, so big. So when the exam comes, Allah Ta'ala said, we make the exam so that we can know who amongst you is true and who's a liar. May Allah Ta'ala make, if ever me and you find ourselves in a web, in a net, remember the web of the devil, وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ The weakest of houses is the house of the spider. That you might say, my problem is too big. Say, too big for who? Too big for me. Too big for you. But for Allah, nothing is big for Allah. Say, but you're trying to sort out your problem yourself. Man can't fight the devil. And he shouldn't fight the devil. You're just moving side to side. You put your face, your eye towards Allah, and that whole web collapses. Whole web collapses and you walk free. Allah Ta'ala allow us to connect with Quran and to always walk towards Almighty Allah without any fear, without any worry, without any concern. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.